Yeah,
are you slacking? I'm still a player veteran, man.
Why are you still doing that?
Well, because I wasn't expecting everyone to be here, yeah?
No, neither was
everyone.
I.
Everyone.
How are we all?
Well, some better than others.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure, Luke? Are you sure?
Yeah. No, well, prediction, yeah. You know, it's not like I'm expecting a loss.
It's not like you was expecting a loss. We're going to start with Chelsea and their amazing form in the 12:30 kickoff, Mitchell.
Well, yeah, I mean that's not a loss. So I'll take it.
I mean, the first half was terrible, right?
It was, which makes me even prouder, shall we say, of the team's performance in the second half, because it was a complete switch around. But yeah, funnily enough, the opening 2 minutes, I put a note in there because Palmer starts again, obviously, and he tried a cheeky little chip shot from quite a long distance. Wasn't a bad effort. And on my note, I went, oh, he's up for it.
He's up.
3 minutes later, Newcastle score, and it was just downhill from there. Their goal, I think it was Caicedo that lost it in the middle, so we're going for an attack. And then the play switches and they get it to Uzi Watsits. And Sanchez makes a decent save. It's the rebound, which is then a simple tapping. And I think that just, I don't know, that set us up for that first half then. We never really got out of second gear after that. There wasn't really much of a shape going on at the back. There was nothing going forward. And I think we had like 4 yellow cards in the first half. We were all over the show. The yellow cards didn't slow down in the second half, but we were just, we were not in it. They got their second goal in the first half as well, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, it was 2-0 at half time, yeah.
That's right. And that's it again, the line, the defensive line was a little bit all over the show. It was great, I mean, to be fair. It was a great flick in and it was a great goal. But the defensive line wasn't great. No one really knew what they were doing.
He should have got a hat trick before half time as well, if I remember rightly.
Yeah.
Another chance that he just popped away.
I think it was a similar sort of thing. The ball coming in and he's thrown his leg at it again. But it's just gone wide. If we'd gone in 3-0 down, that would have been, I don't think we'd have got the same outcome. But Maresca has obviously had a word, shall we say, a polite word at half time, because you cannot come back out and play like that again, because it was abysmal. And the only I've got so many moaning notes about Garnacho.
Garnacho, his favourite.
Oh my God. He was the worst player on the pitch. And I think he's played the whole game. Or did he come off right at the end? I think he came off. Oh God. He was so bad. So bad. Like first half and second half, it was even worse. Obviously the whole team would come out and we're like, right, we can't play like that again. Going for it. James sets it up with that beautiful free kick. Oh, that boy. He can do no wrong. What a beauty. Did you sit pinpoint?
It was quality, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
The whip on it and then the kissing of the side netting. Oh, you can't save them.
I mean, so if he used his other hand, he would have saved it.
There's no hand. There's no hand on this planet that could have saved that. Right. But he's on the beers, look, Jesus Christ. No hand could have saved that, no matter what hand you used. Even your third leg, you wouldn't have saved that.
God bless you. Yours would, Mitch.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate that. Don't cut that, Mike. And then when did the shout for the pen, for Newcastle's pen, come in?
Second half.
Yeah, that was at 2-1.
That was at 2-1. Yeah, see, ooh, that was... I'm going to assume you all think penalty.
Well, I 100% do.
Yeah, 100% penny. Yeah.
Yeah, should we have a bit of fun?
Yeah, go on then. Say it, Mitch. I've been expecting this all day. I know what you're going
to
say.
No, because I like to think I'm quite reasonable and I'm quite fair. And I don't just...
Not when it comes to Chelsea.
It's a little bend of club, so...
However... fuck you, Clive. I would have understood if it was given. I wouldn't have argued against it. Let's put it that way. But I don't think you can just be outright shouted, that's a VAR howler. Because...
Why?
If Ali McCoy starts, I'm all there for it.
And me and Clive have got bias in that.
Oh, yeah, but I think he was getting a bit of stick from the Newcastle fans behind him.
Is this the back hill?
Someone stole his pie. What?
Is this the back hill?
The back heel?
No, maybe I'm looking at the wrong...
No, it was Shalabar, apparently Shalabar. Doing a shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah,
literally to just back. Completely took him out.
And he trips him with his leg.
Look, you will say it's a penalty. You will say it's a penalty. And I that's fine.
I wouldn't expect that, Luke. I think he's going to say, nah, that's all right.
Yeah.
To be fair, it's just freeze frame. It's not really great. It looks like he's got his leg in front. And
I think it's worse if Chalabar gives him the eyes just before. If he looks away from the ball for a second before making that challenge, that's a penalty.
Well,
it's a penalty anyway.
He's got no intention to play the ball. He's just playing
to shield it out.
He's not.
I think he's throwing his body in to get in front of the defender to shield the body
and then bring the ball across.
No, he wants it to go out.
But that's fine if he can get in front of him and shield the ball. That's fine. Shoulder barged him.
He's just completely shouldering his back as well. It's not shoulder to shoulder.
But this is my point, right? Is it that clear and obvious that VAR should be overturning the on-field?
Yes. Decision? Yeah, I think so.
I agree.
Is that three yeses?
I agree. I think it is. Luke's not going to have an opinion, but. Yeah, I think it is a clear and obvious mistake by the referee, because I think the referee thinks what you think, and it's definitely not.
He's a smart guy.
It's like he's gone into his back. Not only that, he's just tripped him as well in the same motion. Like,
let's be honest, don't be a pussy.
And he's not trying to play the ball.
Don't be a pussy.
Yeah, but the fact you're allowed to.
I'd love to see you survive that.
You're allowed to shield the ball out. Yeah, you're allowed to shield the ball out.
If you're in front.
Yeah, if you've got possession of the ball or the possession...
Yeah.
He was trying to get in front of it.
That's
fine.
It's like how you explain to your kids, and the dog's just trying to jump over the other dog.
So why didn't they give it a penalty then?
Well, exactly that,
no,
you weren't.
I don't know. I can't remember the statement. They did put up a statement, and I thought, that is absolute bullshit. I think that's what they said, wasn't it? I think they did say shoulder to shoulder. There's no way
it wasn't enough on this earth to change the on-field
decision. But Mitchell, you've got to admit, right, even if you don't agree with the penalty decision or whatever, you've got to admit that is not shoulder to shoulder, right?
I'd have to watch it again. I did not see this. I remember watching it. I watched the replays earlier, and I thought the same thing. I was like, I didn't think it was that big of a VAR howler. Like I said, I wouldn't have argued against it if it was given. I don't think it was a howler. I at the time thought it was shoulder to shoulder. I would have to look at it again. Maybe not. But
This is clickbait shit. You're not looking at that and thinking that is not a penalty.
No, but
it's working. This is my point. I'm raging.
This is my point, because if Chalabar had given him the eyes, had a little look, no jokes, thank you. It would have been an absolute stonewall penalty all day. I've got a new camera, so you'll be able to see it a little bit clearer.
That's a question for after the podcast. No one cares what camera you got.
So, rest of the game. So, obviously, that would have 3-1. That would have been a bit nasty. But, my God, thank God it wasn't. João Pedro. Tell me you saw his goal.
Number one, Sanchez. What a ball.
What a ball.
Yeah.
And that's what Pedro was saying after the game. He said at halftime, Sanchez, I am having a lot of situations where I'm one-on-one. You ping the ball out to me, I'll do something with it. And he did just that. Honestly, what ball, what a takedown with your head, get in front of the defender, the pace, the power, and then the technique to just slot it home, because if that was fucking Garnacho, he would have spooned it over the fucking bar.
He's not taking that touch. Or it would have
bounced off the back of his head. My goodness.
The thing is with Pedro, you knew as soon as he was through one-on-one, you knew that he was going to score. Yeah.
Yeah, got a nice little tap away.
How did Cole Palmer play?
Oh, the fact that I can't remember, Clive, probably tells you everything you need to know. The thing is, it's only, what, the second game he started, third game he started?
Yeah, he's got to come back into it. Yeah, he's got to ease it.
Yeah, because he is that sort of gifted player, he has moments.
The only reason I ask is because Morgan Rogers' display again today, he's England's number 10 at the moment, without a shadow of a doubt.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a lot of competitive... for that shirt.
He's missed the whole season.
He's got to get going. He's got to has to get going to be in the England squad.
He's come back at the wrong time. The dicey December period for us. Well, that's his December. Time to shine, right? Yeah, since we're having a dicey period, he's
win those games for you.
But then if the groin is still niggling, it's tough to play with. So I think that second goal was coming up to the 70th minute. 2-2 at that point, right? Not that it was a bad game before that, because Chelsea was shit in the first half, it was still a great game of football. Newcastle was good for it. Brilliant. Back and forth, and the same in the second half, but we were a bit more with it. But it was constant attacking and back and forth and shots and everything. But in that last 20 minutes, oh my god, Garnacho. I cannot stress this enough. He had so many chances, but there's one in particular that's sticking in my mind where he's on the left and he's coming in, and there are three unmarked Chelsea players. You just got to whip that ball back. And he tries this most piddly, pathetic little shot that my 1-year-old niece would have put more power on it. And you can see Enzo, who's come on in the second half because he didn't start. Screaming at him, he's furious. I was screaming at him. I broke my TV. Awful. I can't believe he stayed on for as long as he did, because he had a few more chances after that. And you keep thinking, cross it, pass it. You're shooting. No matter how good you think you are, your shooting has not worked today. Do something different. Pass it. And he does another couple of little spoon over the bar shots. Ridiculous. I couldn't believe it. And that was it after that. Anyone could have possibly nicked it.
Reece James a little bit lucky.
No.
Against Harvey Barnes, his little pull.
No. But his tackle before that.
His tackle was superb. Wow. Yeah.
Wow. And that's what I mean with his pace. He's fucking incredible. But for me, yeah, that nah.
It's I not agree with that one. I don't think, because they brought that up on Match of the Day, didn't they? About that challenge. I wouldn't like to see that given as a red card, personally.
I mean, the ball's got away from him. Like, the ball's going through to Sanchez.
Yeah.
Yeah. But then I disagree with the penalty, so what the fuck do I know?
Exactly. Yeah.
But I don't think, come 90 minutes, I don't think any team deserved to lose it. So a draw was probably the right, fair result at the end, even if we had a bit of luck with VAR. You
getting worried about top four now?
I would be.
I don't know.
Liverpool, same points.
Yeah, but I still feel like...
Villa are 7 points ahead.
I think if we're going to get it would be fourth. And it would be Liverpool or Chelsea that are fighting for it. I do think it's going to be Villa, City, Arsenal in whatever order. But that fourth spot is up for grabs. I don't know. I'm not overly worried, but yeah, maybe not as comfortable as I was a couple of months ago.
I don't know. I could see you dropping out now. Liverpool pushing on.
Yeah, but are they going to maintain that?
I agree. I don't think they're fully through their bad patch. And if Ozek is a serious injury as well, I know Ekotike's been superb for them, but I don't know if they're good enough to stay there.
Got 12 minutes, haven't I? So they'll be fine.
You can talk about him in a minute. But yeah, I feel Chelsea probably haven't done enough, and I think there's, I mean, even United are only 3 points behind you. Palace 3 points behind you.
United,
Sunderland 2 points behind you.
I'm very close up there, isn't it?
United, I would be worried about. But they lost today, didn't they?
They did 2-1. Yeah.
Although that was Villa. Anyway,
who have won now 10 on the bounce. So
yeah, that's crazy, crazy.
Grateful.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know, Clive. A little bit nervy, but again, I sort of factor that in that we have a slowdown over Christmas, and I know we will pick it up again come next year. It's just whether it's too late by then. Time will tell.
Anything else, Mitch?
Nothing from me.
Anybody else on Chelsky?
It's fucking lucky. Lucky. Honestly.
Should have been 3-1.
It should have been a penalty. Yeah, absolutely.
Even if it was.
Injustice.
It's not to say we would have lost that game.
No, you would have. Because you wouldn't have got another goal and they would have probably scored it. So, yeah.
Or Sanchez could have saved it.
Yeah, and actually, that's another thing. Sanchez did make a couple of good saves in that game, didn't he? He had another good game.
He continues to impress me week in, week out. And I was slating him last season. He's
and the start of this season.
Yeah, but he's, listen, I will.
He listens, doesn't he?
I will kiss his ass now. He's magnificent.
Until his next mistake.
Yeah, yeah.
He's banked a couple now.
He's banked a couple yeah. Oh, well, let's move on to the absolute given of a result at the weekend. West Ham bending over Spurs. For Man City.
All right, West Ham.
as always, go on, Bob.
Yeah. Yeah. Whoa, what a shock, eh? I couldn't believe it. Could not believe it. I didn't expect anything else. I really didn't. Like, it was always going to happen. They scored very early on. I think I was talking to you at the time, wasn't I, Mitch? And I saw the live score thing. And I saw it a bit because it weren't obviously live. I had the notifications on. And I was like, oh, City had gone 1-0 up before even looking at my phone. Right. And yeah, it was obviously that. Haaland, again, just unbelievable at the moment. Do you know what else?
Them the biggest helping hand. Like, your defenders cannot clear a fucking ball, right?
Yeah, I know. But in fairness to us, our two best defensive players currently are at the AFCON. I'm not saying injuries. I'm not saying injuries. They're at the AFCON.
Yeah. Well, that's allowed.
Yeah, that's fine. But the other thing that annoyed me, talking about the Chelsea game, it relates to West Ham as well. So the commentator said, tonight, obviously.
Oh, he knew, didn't he?
Man City are going to go in and say they're going to go in front of Arsenal. I'm like, hang on a minute. We haven't even fucking played them yet. Like, yes, we did lose, but they're already saying
everybody knew. We had breakfast, we knew.
Yeah.
Everybody knew it was going to happen.
I will say, one thing I will say is I think the second half, we looked a little bit sharper. I think, if anything, we should have probably had a goal at least.
You had a couple of chances, didn't you? Bowen had a couple of chances.
Yeah, I think if on another day, Bowen would have been scoring them if it was a little bit sharper. I don't know whether it's because he didn't have much to do in the first half, because from what I've seen, Man City completely dominated the first half. I mean, it's another one of them, isn't it? But what I will say is that going into the next five or six fixtures, they're the big ones. These are when we now need to start getting results. I think everyone expected that we was going to lose against Man City. I don't think if you spoke to anyone on earth, they would have said that West Ham would get a result against Man City. And if they did, they were probably in some kind of institution for, I don't know what the correct word is nowadays.
It's called Arsenal.
I'm quite sure what you mean. Top of the table? What?
More begging and hoping for a West Ham result.
Deluded.
On top of things. That's the word. On top of things. Okay.
But yeah, no one was expecting anything. But I think these next six fixtures, I think it's five or six fixtures, we've really got to start getting some results, because, I mean, we see Leeds
this
weekend.
That's the other thing, is like the results have gone against you this weekend, haven't they?
Yeah. Really? And now we're 5 points and you're thinking, like, we've got Fulham next. We need to be fucking beaten there. Like, every game is a six-pointer for the next five games. And I think we've got a couple of more difficult teams than others. Like, we've got Spurs, I think, in there.
Difficult?
No, I meant they're one of the easy ones. Like, that's a definite 3 points. Yeah.
I'm back into the worried about you. I thought, you're safe again. Now I'm thinking.
Drops off.
Forest play Fulham tomorrow. Forest win that.
Yeah. I think the thing is, we've got the manager now, I think, personally. That is good enough to keep us up if the other teams drop off a little bit. I just can't see where that's happening. Minus Burnley and Wolves, who are already below us anyway.
I mean,
I just
Burnley
don't see where the points are dropping.
You as well.
That's what I mean. It's worrying. But I mean, all we've got to do is just keep winning, I suppose.
I mean,
like, if we can get more wins.
Keep winning.
Well, we've had three wins this season, right? Well, at least we're not Wolves. They ain't won here.
That's true.
Lesser odds. Yeah. But yeah, it is worrying going into the new year. I don't know what else to say. I think the thing is that I can't really analyse this match, because everyone knew what was going to happen. Everyone knows what did happen. And that's about all I can just say. Imagine, it's all about looking forward.
Imagine for two of the goals, you just cleared the ball.
Yeah, I know, but we don't play like normal Premier League teams. We don't do that. That's not what we do. We like to faff about in our own fucking 6-yard box
let
the best striker on earth just have all the space in the world. Like, that's what we like to do.
Yeah. All three goals.
I couldn't believe the first Haaland goal. I couldn't believe that we were stood off him that much.
Yeah.
Get involved. Like, what the fuck are you doing? It's unbelievable. And then the second goal, I mean, to be fair, it was a good assist from both of our defenders.
Yeah.
It was a great assist. It's a nice little trick shot. But yeah, it's like I say, our two best defensive minded players currently, in my opinion anyway, Diouf and Wan-Bissaka, both out at AFCON. So I don't know. I don't know what I think right now. I am back in the worrying thing again. I will say.
When is the end of the African Cup of Nations?
I don't know.
Couple of weeks.
Hopefully not 2027, because otherwise we'll be fucked.
Imagine your first game of the year. You Wolves pick up their first win.
Oh, do you know what? No. I actually thought about this when I heard them say that on Match of the Day. I was like, well, that's going to happen, because I know that we've got Wolves in four, I think it's four games time. And I thought, that's 100% going to happen. We're going to be their first win.
Yeah,
I guarantee
it. Unless they play Spurs first.
Yeah, that's our only hope. If they've got Spurs in the meantime, then we'll be fine.
18th of January is the AFCON final. So.
Oh,
bloody hell. That's a long old time, isn't it?
And then you expect a player to have a bit of a break if they're travelling as well, didn't you? So maybe a week after that.
Oh, well, you're fucked.
Well, yeah. Yeah, but we all knew that anyway, didn't we?
Yeah. You might get relegated, Bob.
Shit.
Yeah, and it'll be the end of the podcast for me, wouldn't it? At least I'll get my Sundays back.
I mean, I don't think you changed pace much anyway. Drink, play video games. Drink,
that's true. Yeah,
pause
yeah.
video games for an hour.
Get my Sundays back.
Well, what could I do in that hour rather than stress out about West Ham, right?
Stress out about Valorant, if anything's to go by.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I don't
that's
like Valorant.
That's the sponsor of this video.
Anyone else from West Ham City if Bob's finished?
No, it's fucking hilarious, isn't it?
What do you mean it's hilarious? Like, but the thing is, they're on form at the moment, aren't they? So it's not even hilarious. It's like everyone knew, and needed to get past that game.
West Ham, they're fucking hilarious, isn't it?
It's not hilarious. It's upsetting. It's Christmas, for fuck's sake.
Why are they ruining my Christmas?
Somebody think about the children.
I mean, Chelsea normally do it to Mitchell anyway. He has that hope going in and then shattered by a cent next day.
Yeah. Can I just ask, a show of hands, who think West Ham are going to get relegated?
Oh, I'm back in the boat of... I'm back in that boat. Yeah.
I can't see Luke. It. I can't see it, mate. As much as I want it, I can't see it. Nuno's too good.
Like Leeds to pump Crystal Palace 4-1, like that's got to give them a lot of confidence.
I think the problem is, right, is that I see Leeds do that, and then I think, well, I can't imagine West Ham doing that to anyone.
Yeah,
like I can't imagine us beating anyone 4-1. I mean, what's the most we scored this season? Actually, I think we scored 3 against Nottingham Forest and Newcastle, maybe.
And Burnley.
I can't see a stonk in anyone. I don't think we're that much better than anyone else in the league.
No, but
really.
I just don't feel like you're a team that's bad enough to go down. Like, you're going to get some wins.
They fought that last time, though.
Yeah, I know. But
best team to ever go down.
I just think Nuno will keep them up. Now, don't ask me who's going to go down, but...
That was going to be the next question. Because I think it's the double, isn't it? It's not even the fact that you don't think West Ham might find a bit of form, because they probably will. I don't see Forest and Leeds losing the form that they're on.
I think Leeds possibly. Like Daniel Farke, I don't think he's the greatest of managers.
I like Daniel Farke.
And Calvert-Lewin's been on form, right?
Yeah,
Calvert-Lewin's and I think that will drop. Yeah, that will drop.
Injured, I don't think that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Forest have got Sean Dyche, who knows how to stay in the league. So I think Forest will only keep going up now. Maybe Fulham get dragged into it because they've just not spent money. But again, their team's too good to get into that battle.
How far up do you go? Maybe Spurs?
I think Spurs can be chucked back into it soon.
I don't think, realistically, you know, Sunderland, as much as they're very much... near the top, they could still
take
a bit of a hit.
I mean, it's 30 points, they say, is it 40 points? Is there?
Well, we went down on 42 points. So,
and I mean, they're already on 27 points. So,
well, you never know, though, do you? Like, they could, you know, Geordie's, aren't they?
Yeah,
like, you never know.
Sure,
loss in 5.
Yeah, they are the worst team I've ever seen promoted and then got good. Just to make me look like a dickhead. So, yeah.
They got that mighty Granit as captain, didn't they? So.
Oh, fuck off, Clive. Everything comes back to Arsenal with you, doesn't it?
Oh, it does.
It does. You're right.
The Arsenal.
Ugh.
On that note, anyone else on West Ham?
No, thanks.
Luke, let's speak about referees and red cards and Tottenham and world-class centre-halves.
Yeah, I love the sarcasm there. Yeah, they make mistakes. You know, it's not like you can't go a whole season without making any mistakes or any sort of challenges or anything like that. Do you know what? Romero guaranteed sending off in a season at least, so you could put the bookies there. The referee,
both silly yellow cards, though, right?
There's a stupid moment at the referee, and then I think it was the elbow, I think.
He kicked out.
It was just like, it's for a captain at the squad.
World Cup winner.
Yeah, World Cup winner. It's just stupid. I guess the frustration's all building up because we're not winning games, you know. And then we get the sending off early on in the game with Xavi Simmons. That's just stupid challenge. Yes, it's a sending off, I think. I think it's a full on. He's come down the back of his Achilles and gone straight through. It's a sending off.
Need to make the challenge.
He doesn't. He could have went through the side. He could have gone in front of the barge or something.
Like
you're not getting
around Van Dijk. No. He's not going anywhere.
No, we all know how Harry loves to back off.
Oh,
sorry. Just while we're talking about that.
Yep.
Right, that Xavi Simmons sending off. Like, yeah, I do agree that's probably a red card. But there was a very similar one, wasn't there, with Garnacho in the Chelsea match. And it was very similar.
Garnacho.
With his studs showing. Did you see that?
I don't know that one. Oh, is that in the Chelsea game today? Yesterday?
Yeah, it wasn't back of the heel. To me, it was more similar to Caicedo sending off a couple of weeks ago.
The
ferocity wasn't there. That's the difference.
Because they played them side by side on Match of the Day. And I was like, I saw the Chevy Simmons one, which I saw live anyway, and I did think that's stupid. It could go either way when they were doing the VAR check. And then I saw the, that's the other thing that I wanted to mention about the Chelsea match, sorry, to bring it back over, was that that could have potentially been a red card as well. So I feel you got lucky there as well, Mitch. So fuck you.
I don't think that Cats has gotten lucky. That one is not as obvious.
It could have happened.
The Simmons one was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was so poor.
I don't think it was much more ridiculous than the Garnacho one.
We'll have to be honest. Side by side.
Sorry.
No, that's all right. I think Van Dijk made a middle of it, though. I think, like, that cunt. Sorry, I don't know if we've got to cut that out, but literally, he's been doing that all season and last season. He's a dirty little prick.
He did it to Solanke last season. Yeah, literally the same fucking thing.
Exactly. And it's just like the referees just keep giving him.
He's got that Steven Gerrard about him, hasn't he? Like, he just gets on with referees and never gets sent off.
Mate, I shouldn't even call him Van Dijk because he's just a prick. He's just a prick, mate.
Full of the zingers tonight.
He really is. He's just a dick. I fucking hate him. It's, oh, God. And he's laying on the floor like as if someone shot his leg. It's like, come on, mate. Sort it out.
Do you think he's world class?
Oh, no, fuck off, he's world class. No way. No, definitely. No, world class cheater.
He's definitely the best defender on the pitch yesterday.
I'm not denying that. It's a poor game, Clive. I'm not going to say there and say it doesn't matter if defenders are world class or not. There's games where you bring it back to Arsenal with Saliba and Gabriel that you say are the best centre backs. Yeah, there's games where they're probably not as great. It happens. You know, they were poor in that game. Romero, I think, was in fault for two of the goals and.
He was at fault for both goals, yeah.
And then got sent off. It's just like, come on, mate.
He gave the ball away for the first one, yeah. and then he's just not strong enough for the second one. Like, personally, I think it's a foul. Like, it's foul, two hands in the back, and he's pushed him. But I think
it's a foul as well.
I thought that was a foul, yeah.
It's just another one where the referee just decides to be like, no, fuck it, Liverpool. And I think there was a situation where they handled the ball as well, from memory. It's similar to the one in Sissoko. In a way, when they got in the Champions League, fine. I can't remember. It hit something, and the referee was like, "Nah." It's just Tottenham, mate. It's always against Tottenham. Like, and performance-wise, considering
sounds a bit woe is me.
I'm not saying it's woe is me because we've got the sending off. Like the first one is a sending off. I'm not denying that. That's we already hurt ourselves. You know, what 70
then you get yourself back in the game. Then it goes 2-1 and you're back in the game and then you're captain. You get a free kick. You get the free kick.
I know.
And your captain, who's talked himself into a yellow card already, has a little kick out.
This is Tottenham for you, mate. This is why it's so frustrating watching Tottenham. It's just, I can't be positive. And I know I'm coming across all negative when coming across Tottenham. I can't be positive about it because I'm watching a game of football where if we keep 11 men on the pitch and played the football we played with 10 men, I think we could have gave them a good game. I'm not saying we might have won that game, but it would have been a good game. Like, I think even Arne Slot came out and said like how good we were with 9 men at the time. It's just like, that's the performance. Why am I not seeing that performance with 11 men? I think the game before we made mistakes. So Vicario and Archie Gray making mistakes. Beginning of the season when we started winning games, I think I mentioned on the podcast, that we win those games without making mistakes. Other teams were making mistakes. Tottenham are now making those same fucking mistakes again. And teams are just like, I think we've said it before, Clive, numerous times, where we've beaten teams and teams have had chances, but we always said that if it's a better team, you know, they're scoring. Yeah?
Yeah.
Those chances, and Spurs have been a bit lucky, you know, but in football, that happens. Yeah? Now we're not saying we're playing against better teams every week in, week out at the moment. We're playing a bit of a mix of good teams, not so good teams, but we're still losing games. Those games, especially at home, we're making those mistakes and we're losing those games. And teams are scoring from those mistakes, and we're making mistakes in the worst part of the pitch. You can make the fucking mistakes, and it's not helping us at all. And everyone's like, "Oh, Thomas Frank out." I'm seeing it everywhere now. People are talking about it on the Sky Sports.
Is that really happening already?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah. They're all talking about
he's
it.
Lost the fans already. Yeah.
Exactly that. Yeah, and they're saying, oh, and then other people saying, well, they shouldn't be judging Frank because of this. I'm like, I can't blame Frank right now because he can't control. I understand he's like 60th minute, 70th minute, he's making bad substitutions, and 50th minute, where those substitutions and the changes. But when players,
oh, you say bad substitutions, but again, look, his subs get you back into games.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think his subs have been good.
But when they've started, I don't know what it is. I don't know if you've... It's a weird balance. It's like, okay, we start the player, yeah? I don't know if you... I don't want to bring back to Arsenal, but Trossard, I think he had a phase where he wasn't great starting, but he's a great impact player. Kai Havertz, I think, the same sort of thing. Maybe not, yeah. Jermaine Defoe. I think he was Premier League's top goal scorer from coming on as a sub or something like that. There was some stat he had. Some players are just good as an impact player. They just fit that squad. But with Tottenham, yeah, we've got Odegaard that come on with pace. Don't forget, players are tired by then. He's got rapid pace coming on. Brennan Johnson, pacey player. There's these players that can come on. Richarlison, you know, not saying he's pacey, but he's a fucking nuisance. You know, he's the sort of player that just gets in the box and gives you the elbow.
It's in the same category as Van Dijk. He's a cheating prick.
Yeah, I agree.
His shithousery yesterday was fantastic, wasn't it?
He could have seen red himself.
Yeah.
Another day, that's a red card.
Yeah, I know. He's just one of those players. Sometimes we love him and we hate him at the same sort of time when he does shit like that. But he's just a team thing where he plays those players and they don't perform, so they go back to the bench. He then plays a different squad and it's not so great, and then they come on and they're playing really good. And it's like, I don't get it. Why are we not playing like this football when you start a fucking game? Or if we go one them down or go down to 10 men, then we start playing... I don't know. And I can't blame Frank for the red card of Simmons. Simmons, he's got to take the blame. Romero's got to take the blame. But that looks, unfortunately, that goes to Frank. Everyone's like, well, that's a Spurs loss. That's Frank's fault. It's like, well, actually, let's break it down. The game before, Vicario. Game before that, Vicario. This game, Romero. It's like, who drop Romero, drop Vicario now? Who else then makes a mistake? We need to fucking stop making those mistakes, and players need to start getting fined for making those mistakes, because it's now costing the manager his job. It's costing the fans money to go see the game and watch these games that are getting pissed off about it. And I'm just furious with it, because it's not fun knowing that you're just going to get beat. I know I said we're going to beat Liverpool anyway, but I weren't expecting us to go get a sending off in the game or two.
But Luke, I agree with you, because that's what I was talking about when it was like West Ham and Potter and whatever. Like the players do need to take, they need some accountability, don't they? And it's exactly the same situation here, I think.
Do you know,
there needs to be some kind of accountability there for the players to say, actually, they're the ones that are fucking up here.
But if they've got faith in the manager, they'd be delivering, right? Like, we've already seen players argue with Frank and react badly to being subbed off, like Jed Spence and whatnot. So clearly there's not good harmony in that locker room.
Doesn't moan about coming for stuff when he came off the other day, he was our best player. Like, you're taking, and the fans at the ump as well. It's like, if you're playing well in a game and then you're coming off, I would be pissed off as well. You know, you'd be annoyed, because you're the only one getting forward, you're the only one making attack, you're the only one doing something, but yet he comes off. It doesn't make any sense. So fans have got the ump and the players got the ump. So if a player's, to me personally, Bob, I know you want to interject in a second, but the players that are frustrated, are coming off, for me, that's passion. For me, that's players that want to play the game, want to get something out of this, and they're showing, I know there's ways to do it, don't get me wrong, you know, come off the pitch and then throwing your bottle, kicking the bottles is bad, you know, but showing your frustration, I like that, because it means that they want to be fucking getting something out of this game, they want to play for the club, not just like, oh, just come off and then take a wage.
What about showing your frustration by kicking your leg out?
Kicking opponents.
Getting a second yellow.
Oh, well. Yeah, okay.
Well, I'd love to see it.
Yeah, I don't like to see
that
though.
Fight.
No, I like the fight. I like the fight,
World
but stupidity
Cup
is different.
Mentality.
No. Stupidity is different from fighting, you know, in trying to get like a London derby where you know, everyone's you know, height in the game.
They didn't show that fight in the London Derby, which is, again...
No, and that's it. Yeah, they did. They showed it against... Well, not really showed it. They were just knobheads in the Liverpool game. I'm just annoyed by it. I'm annoyed. Like, we had an okay performance considering we've done 10 men and then even went 9 men. It's just frustrating to see. I don't know where Thomas Frank goes from here. I don't know if the January window then opens. Well, does the January window then open and we get what do we get in? Do we get a new striker in? We've got Carlo Morani.
You're not spending any money. You're not going to spend any room.
I don't think we are. We probably offload players first before we do anything, but offloading players doesn't help us either because we've not got
He's chucked his beer everywhere.
Bit too many.
Oh dear.
What do we do? We can't. I don't even know where we would strengthen up in January. If we had 200 million, I don't even know where we'd strengthen up.
You'd get a lot of new players. You'd just bin off some of your players.
It's just a mistake, Clive. Like it's not like we don't have a decent squad. We've got a good squad. It's just mistakes. We've played some good football, but then we just make mistakes. We need to get, if we get the mistakes out of the way, football will come. It will just come. Not saying that the results will be every week. I'm just saying that the there'll be more goals from us. There'll be more chances. It will just be more enjoyable to watch. At the moment, it's, well, we'll just give the ball to the other team in stupid areas and let's just watch the ball. You know, Bob, you're probably happy that, what's his name? Kudos. What a fucking pronounce his name. Yeah. He was shit in the game. Didn't track back.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to lie. Look, every time I see him run into fucking nowhere and then give the ball away, it makes me so fucking happy inside.
He's trying. So happy. He's trying. But for me, You've got to be dropping back. You've got to be helping the team out. He's not doing it. And that's why he came off, because he wasn't dropping back and helping the team defend. And if you're not putting in that effort, you can't just keep attacking. It's not Postecoglou football. You've got to come back and help the team because we're playing against Liverpool, for fuck's sake.
So what, it's what Bob warned you of.
Yeah. And that's what happened. But I'm glad that Frank took him off. Frank took him off. He didn't just leave him on because he's one of our better players. He took him off just because we weren't doing the job. So, yeah, it's frustrating. It was a loss I predicted. But obviously, the result wasn't what I predicted. We'll come to that. But, I don't even know who we've got next. I'm just so frustrated with Tottenham.
Crystal Palace away.
Oh, shit. So, Fuck my life. Yeah.
Well, they're just off the back of a 4-1 defeat against Leeds.
Leeds.
Yeah.
You've got an injury-prone English striker that pops up with a couple goes every once in a while.
I don't know where he is.
God knows. Not on the plane to the World Cup in the summer.
No. I don't even think he would have been anyway, even if he was fit.
I mean, if he scored 20 goals, he would be.
He got him. I think that was the one season.
Maybe 15 goals at this rate, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't know. We're lucky to get 5 if he comes back. But I want him back. I want him back because we need a striker to hold up play. We need a striker just to bully defenders. At the moment, we don't have anyone. Richarlison just, I don't know, deer in headlights sometimes. But he does get goals.
Yeah, he took his goal well yesterday.
He did. I think he scored like 18 in 20, 26 or something like that. He's got an okay record for scoring goals. It's just the service and no attackers, really.
They're in between 5 losses.
Thanks.
It's all right, mate. Anyone else on Spurs?
Nah.
Yeah. Got nothing. I mean, the only other thing he did was injure Izak for possibly a long time.
Well, that made no fucking difference anyway. He's been shit and he's been injured anyway. So,
took his goal.
His name is TK. I bet he's probably loving it, isn't he? I think he got home and was like, yes.
He's definitely been the better one out of the two of them.
He has.
All right. Well, we're moving to Arsenal versus Everton then.
Make the snoring noise, Mike, please.
another solid 1-0 win. All from a set piece once again. Get the penalty for a player trying to play volleyball for some reason. God knows.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
God knows what he was doing. God knows. And at the time in the game as well, like we had not got going at all. I thought Everton. I said to Nick, it was quite refreshing to see a team come out as and well not play a low block from the minute first minute. But then I was a bit like when we was playing around at the back, David Raya was worrying me a bit. We played some silly passes into midfield, gave the ball away a lot. But we weathered the storm. Could have had a penalty beforehand with Jokeres being pushed in the back. But again, we got a penalty in the end, so I'm not going to complain too much. And they possibly could have had a penalty themselves with William Saliba.
Yeah, what did you think about that?
I would be angry if I didn't get a penalty as an Arsenal fan. I think it's a penalty. I don't know how they VAR that and don't give it.
Like, yes. I felt similarly about that than I did the Chelsea one. I think it was a Stonewall penalty. I can't believe it. But
it was a bit of a shocker. And the fact that
top club bias, isn't it?
Apparently so. We're finally getting the rub of it this year. Unlike last season. But we had other chances in the game as well. We hit the post twice. I think Saka had one off the line. Saka and Rice were the best players on the pitch once again for us. Timber was good. It was just Saliba was brilliant as well. It's kind of just at the moment we just don't look sharp at all. We don't look like we're getting going. We don't look like we're going to be. I don't know. Again, we created enough chances. We just didn't take them. The other thing I'd potentially like to see is a tiny bit of rotation and maybe drop Odegaard back into a deeper role and put as a number 10 and play them both at the same time and possibly rest Rice. We've got Carling Cup midweek, so hopefully we get a fair bit of rotation for that. And see some other players get some minutes. Madawaki needs some minutes.
Who have you got in the Carling Cup?
Palace.
So, oh.
Yeah, they're off the back of a 4-1 loss though, so, you know. And their fixture list, Palace, it's criminal. Like, they played Thursday. They played last night at 8 o'clock. So they forgot about the whole Thursday, Sunday if they play during the Europa League for whatever reason. Then they play Tuesday night and then they play again at the weekend. It's bonkers. So if anyone complains about fixture pile-ups, it should be them.
Yeah.
That's only Arsenal.
Yeah. Sorry?
Huh?
Sorry?
Huh?
It's Arsenal because we're in all four competitions still. Martinelli came. Well, Trossard hit the post, which is probably our best move of the game. Again, great running by Rice. Good little pass. I thought he was going to play out to Saka, but reversed it to Trossard. Let's say Zubimendi hit the post as well. They had one off the line. I didn't really feel like they made any clear cut chances the whole game, which was nice. But I think our possession worried me at times. I think we overplayed at the back a couple of times. But we got away with it. We got away with another scrappy win. So hopefully we start setting the world alight next couple of games and getting a couple of comfortable wins. That's what we need.
Boring Arsenal at the moment, isn't it?
1-0 to the Arsenal, famous song.
Yeah.
I can't wait till this changes.
Hopefully not anytime soon.
I hope so.
To what?
Do something.
Oh, till they start bottling it.
Possibly.
It's theirs to lose, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, it's everyone's to lose.
It's
Clive's to lose.
Villa are already 3 points off, so, you know.
That'd be a tasty game, that will.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. But
oh, yeah.
Hopefully we get a bit of form before it.
I hope so.
The other good thing is Gabriel Jesus is looking sharp when he's on the pitch. And it means we the play through, like the attacking play through him is a bit quicker than it is with Jokeres. Like, they knock it about a bit quicker. Yeah. Top of the league. Job done. Top for Christmas. Happy days. Keep it going.
Are you actually... That's it now, isn't it?
Yep. Top for Christmas.
Right. Oh, that reminds me, because I wanted to send that fucking stat. You know, every time you've been top at Christmas...
We've not won a league. Yeah.
You've not won a league. The last three times, I think it was the... One of them was the Wenger area, and then the last two was Arteta.
Yeah.
I don't like these stats, though.
No,
I don't like them. No, because it's like, you know, when you get all these shit, like, oh, we've never won against Newcastle. We've played 43 games against Newcastle at home. We've never fucking won.
Everything that Luke says, you don't like.
Yeah.
But no, like, they're different teams, aren't they? Like, this Arsenal, as much as, you know, I'm not sticking up for Arsenal, but I'm saying it's a different Arsenal team.
I think Bob says
team.
That every week as well now.
Yeah, you need
that's
to
his catchphrase.
Well, what?
Yeah, I think your catchphrase this season is, I'm not sticking up for Arsenal.
Yeah, because I don't want to look like I've defended you, but it's the thing is that...
yeah, but it's the last 2 years, Arteta.
What do you mean it's the last 2 years?
So it's not like a different team.
I don't think we're top last year.
It's still a different team. Yeah, and
I think it was the year before.
Liverpool were at top last year at Christmas, weren't they?
Yeah, I think we was top for like one day last season. That was
it was Liverpool's to lose last season, wasn't it?
But we all need statistics, Bob, don't we?
Yeah, I mean, fine. Like, give it a statistic, but I don't think it should be like, you know, oh, that means we're definitely going to lose, because they're different teams, it's a different year, it's a different fucking game nowadays, because, you know, especially if you go back 10 years, like, this shit game now, isn't it? No one cares about football. I don't care about football. I hate it. So, yeah, let's get over it.
Go drop another beer, will you?
I like
better after this podcast.
I like the rant, Bob. I like it. Keep going. Keep defending Arsenal. Go on.
It's fucking outrageous, honestly.
Shocking.
I'm not defending Arsenal. It wasn't even directed. It's directed at every single one that we've had. Like, oh, West Ham have never won against Man City. Yeah, it's just it's a stat. It's a stat that, you know, maybe we don't play that well. It's like bogey teams. Like, it's not a thing, is it? It's just not a thing.
It's
not a thing.
That's why there are stats.
No, but it's not a thing. It's not like, if you just play well against that team, you'll beat them. Like, it's not a thing. Everyone needs to get out of their own heads. I'm sick of it.
Didn't you play well last weekend?
Against Villa.
Didn't beat them, though.
Yeah, so what? What are you trying to say? I don't get what you mean.
You play well, but
what I'm saying is, it's a different... So let's say, for example, right, Sunderland were promoted this year. If Clive then looked here and went, oh, Arsenal have played Sunderland 40 times in the past 52 years, even though they haven't been in the Premier League for the past 4 years, and they've only won 10 times, right? You're still going to expect Arsenal to win. It doesn't fucking matter. It's a different team.
No,
fucking go out there. No one cares.
Gets in there mentally.
No, it's perfect. Get a life. I'm sick of it.
I love this stuff.
I know you do.
Yeah.
That's what you always do on the chat GBT every single week. Anyway, I'm sorry. I don't even know where I'm going with this.
You just want to defend Arsenal.
Defend Arsenal.
Do what you got to do.
Yeah. It won't defend Arsenal. It's defending everyone. that's sorcery.
Anyone else on Arsenal? Everton?
Let me have a look at some statistics. I've got nothing.
He's got nothing.
When was the last time they lost against Everton?
4 years ago, maybe.
Oh, buggy team. Buggy team.
You're outrageous.
Shall we head into Man versus AI then?
Yeah.
Mitchell Brown, do the noise, please. Man versus AI. Beep, boop, boop, beep. Thank you.
Bogey team.
So, bogey team. AI predicted Newcastle 2, Chelsea 1. Got 0
Mugs.
Points. AI predicted Tottenham 2, Liverpool 3. Got 1 point. AI predicted Everton 0, Arsenal 2. Got 1 point. AI predicted Man City 3, West Ham 1. Got 1 point for a total of 3 points. Bob predicted Man City 3, West Ham 1. Got 1 point. Clive predicted Arsenal 2, Everton 0, got 1 point. Mitchell predicted
time,
Chelsea 2, Newcastle 1, got 0 points. Luke predicted Liverpool 4, Tottenham 1, and got 1 point. So, humans 48, AI 34. Lovely.
Still smashing it, boys.
Lovely gap at the moment. Mitchell's still top on 16 points. Clive in second with 14 points. Bob in third with 11 points. And Luke is probably going to hit double digits this season. He is on 7 points.
He's not double digits. Not this year.
This year, no.
I'm getting 3 points next week. Oh. Or for Boxing Day, wherever they go. Is it Boxing Day or is it Saturday? It's going to be Boxing Day, isn't it?
There's only one Boxing Day fixture in the Premier League this season.
Oh, when did they change that?
Yeah. Newcastle versus United.
I think because it's so close to Saturday, they thought they might as well just do it on Saturday again, I reckon.
Yeah, I think the Boxing Day's Friday, isn't it? So I think that's exactly it, Bob. Right.
That's my stat.
So we have got to predict only one fixture. Who's first? Who plays first? Arsenal 3 o'clock. West Ham 3 o'clock. So Arsenal Brighton, bit of a bogey team for us, Brighton.
Whoa. You're not allowed to say that.
I'm gonna go for an Arsenal. I'm gonna go 2-0 again. 2-0 to the Arsenal.
Fuck.
Calling a draw.
It'd be a boring 1-0.
Could well be both of those results. I'm pretty hopeful that it won't be, though. Bob, West Ham are at home to Fulham at 3 o'clock as well. What are you saying?
Yeah, 2-1 West Ham.
Oh, he's going for a win. These are the six points.
It's a can't lose at this point. And I mean that sincerely, even though they're a bogey team.
I agree. You cannot lose that game. Come on, Smith Rowe and Alex Iwobi.
Fuck off, Clive.
Chelsea play Aston Villa at home. So Chelsea are at home. Sorry, Mitchell, just in case you didn't know. 5:30. What are you saying, Mitch?
You want to hear some stats on it?
Sure. Fill your boots. Just give us a score, you prick.
Sad times. I'm gonna go Chelsea 2-1.
Chelsea 2-1. Chelsea are the team to.
It's time
to stop Villa's 10-game winning streak.
Statistically speaking, you don't get 11 on the trot.
Unless your name's.
When was the last time a team in the Premier League won 11 on the trot?
Probably Man City.
I don't think it's even 11 on the trot, is it?
Probably Man City.
Didn't Liverpool do something?
They did something. Whilst Mitchell Googles it, Luke, you have Palace away on Sunday. What are you saying? Right, whilst Luke thinks Mitchell.
2-1 Tottenham.
Well, I did like when was the last time a team won 11 on the trot in the Premier League.
Yep.
And it's gone, the last time Aston Villa won 10 consecutive matches. That's not what I asked, but they've done it before, apparently. 1914.
That's not in the Premier League, is it?
Yeah.
So,
it's not in the Premier League, though, is it?
Me just another team. Then it's never been done.
I'm not so sure top I believe flight. That.
Have they actually won 10 on the trot in the Premier League, though? I thought it was all competitions.
It might be all competitions.
I don't think it was Premier League, was it?
Did
it might be.
Let's have a look, shall we?
Right, whilst he does that, I've generated the results from AI.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Please talk amongst yourselves. I've already done it.
Lose against Palace.
Do you want to change before I give you the AI's prediction?
No, we need to get a win. I'm going to say 2-1.
Just because you need it doesn't mean it's going to happen.
I feel like we're going to. You said they've already got like four games or three games, whatever it is, they've got to play between now and then.
They've got a crazy old fixture. So, I mean, they've played two of them now.
Less fingers crossed. 2-1 Tottenham.
2-1 Tottenham. Okay, right. AI has predicted 2-1 Arsenal. It has predicted 1-1 West Ham Fulham. It has predicted Chelsea 1, Aston Villa 2.
And
it has predicted Crystal Palace 1, Tottenham
AI doesn't like Chelsea. They fucking tried it 2 weeks in a
row.
Was that 2,
Clive?
2, it's predicted the same as you. 2-1.
Okay.
Well, a chance to make some points here then, boy, isn't it?
Well, again, Mitchell has got a chance to make some points.
Thank you.
Oh, it you do as well. Competitions. You do as well, yeah.
All competitions. They've won 7 on the bounce in the league. They lost to Liverpool on the 1st of November.
Hmm.
They don't get 8.
And we are 100% sure, factual, that no team's ever won 10 on the bounce in the Premier League.
Oh, well, I don't know that.
Well, I mean, you said that a few minutes ago.
No, has any.
I don't think they have.
I think City have. I think City done like 12.
Did they?
That's what I thought about Liverpool.
Because sneaky draws get in there, didn't they? What is the longest winning streak in the Premier League? Don't tell me anything.
Yes, multiple teams have won 10 plus Premier League games in a row. It's rare, but it has been done several times. Teams that have done it: Man City, 18 wins in a row.
18.
Also, yeah. 15 wins in a row. Liverpool, 18 wins in a row. Arsenal, 14 wins in a row. Chelsea, 13 wins in a row. Manchester United, 12 wins in a row.
Premier League.
Mitchell, you need to up your searching skills, mate.
Yeah, it's not giving me the AI over
here. You need to adapt with AI.
Yeah,
which,
shocking.
Yeah. Yeah. Not going to have a career. A
couple of teams noticeably missing from that list, though.
West Ham.
Yep, that's one of them. Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Shall we see? What is...
Can we not? It's Christmas, Clive. Come on. I think it might be 6.
Streak. Premier League.
I think it might be 6.
6 is what Bob's saying. What are you saying, Luke?
Winning, I'm going to say 4.
4 for Luke. What are you saying, Mitch? You've Googled it as well.
Oh, no, 7.
Yeah, you have.
No, I haven't.
7 is correct under Alan Pardew.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm good with stats.
Are they including pre-season in that for West Ham?
The question was Premier League.
I'm only joking, Bob.
Should we do Tottenham's?
That's what I was Googling.
Higher or lower than West Ham?
Higher.
Oh, fuck off, mate. 2?
It's higher than 7. 2.
I'll go 9. If we're not in the 10, I'll go 9.
9. He's going 9 on the bounce wins.
I'd probably go 9 as well.
Apparently, 11.
Oh, fucking hell.
And,
even though they weren't included in that list.
Is that in the 60s? I know when the 60s of Premier League, you said, didn't you? So,
yeah, Premier League.
When was it?
2016, 2017, under Pochettino.
Yeah. You had that. Was that the Leicester season? Or was that not? That was
2015, yeah, wasn't it?
This season, they finished 2nd behind Gary Mitchell, smile.
Oh, it was Chelsea. Yeah. Yeah, fucking right. Last time we won it.
God, I miss Poch.
Yeah, shame we didn't keep him, eh?
Yeah, shame we didn't keep half the managers that we've had. Conte, Mourinho. Oh, fuck, Redknapp.
I mean, if you had kept Redknapp, you wouldn't have had Pochettino.
That's true. But maybe he could.
But then again. Ange Postecoglou, your most. Yeah.
I was going to say, if you'd kept
your most successful Postino, manager,
won a trophy.
he is. Well, he's not our most successful manager, but he has in last
modern history.
Yeah, well, so same modern history.
Recent times.
Yeah, recent times.
Out of your last 10 managers,
Clive, you do know how many managers we've had, right? It's like every year or every half a year we had a new manager. Look,
last 20.
Postecoglou, like, when did we finish 5th, I think, the first season that he come, and then 17th and won the trophy, and then we got rid of him. Maybe we should have gave him more time. Maybe not. I don't know. We've got Frank now. See what happens. And
we're going to end it on that note. We've got Frank now. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
Any final words other than that, Luke?
Merry Christmas, everyone. And thank you for tuning in this year for the podcast.
Oh, that's nice. Lovely. How about you, Bob?
Merry Christmas, everyone, and thank you for tuning in this year for the podcast.
It's like I've heard those words before. Mitchell?
Yeah.
Statistically speaking, I think it's going to be a Merry Christmas.
How many Merry Christmases have there been in the past?
At least 300.
All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. Bye.
Bye.